2:11 on WTOP. In a case of monkey see, monkey do, a lot of folks have been reaching for the masking or electrician's tape to cover up the cameras and microphones on their computers. It comes after the discovery that Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg does it too, apparently for security reasons. But are we talking about a serious threat or just a case of paranoia run amok?
Joining us on Skype is Ken Colburn of the Data Doctors. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Good.
First of all, Ken, for anyone who missed this story in the past few days, why would Mark Zuckerberg do this?
Well, I think we've all heard the stories about webcams being infiltrated by pseudo hackers. And so as a hedge against, you know, someday being compromised in that way, lots of people are putting pieces of electrical tape over their webcams, you know, because most of us don't use them 24/7. So why not, it's a low-tech solution to a high-tech problem.
Well, he's Mark Zuckerberg. We're not. So do us mere mortals really need to do this? Is there tape over your computer camera?
Well, in my case, no, but there's a couple of reasons. One, there's two kinds of hacking, right? There's targeted hacking, which somebody like Mark Zuckerberg needs to be, you know, concerned about. And then there's random acts of hacking, which is what the rest of us have to be worried about. Random acts of hacking occur because you're not keeping your systems, you know, up to date and secure, and you're not listening to all of, you know, the blabber from us tech guys going, you know, update, update, update. So those are the situations in which you're going to be, a victim of random acts of hacking. If you're pretty good at keeping your stuff secured, and you don't, I mean, I don't do anything in front of my webcam that I'm worried about. So if somebody were to take video, it's like, you know, have fun with it. And the reality is, if they can get in and actually use your webcam without your knowledge, they have complete access and control over your entire computer. And my stipulation is that you should be much more concerned about that, because if I'm a hacker that gained access to your computer and can turn on your webcam, guess what else I can do? I can record every single keystroke that you make, wait for you to type in all of your sensitive usernames and passwords, and I can take over your life in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit it, I did it, because just like you said, I use that web camera maybe once or twice a year to Skype with my mom. What are the best things we can do to make sure people aren't taking over our computers and recording our keystrokes and that other stuff?
Well, I mean, so that really kind of goes to the whole paying attention to your computer. If it's acting really slow, it takes forever to start up. These are indications that stuff that you don't need is in your computer. Not all of it's going to be malicious, but this notion that we should maintain our computers just doesn't exist in the psyche with computer users. It's like, think about driving your car around until it broke, right? It'd be much more expensive and all kinds of things would come up. So get into the habit of somebody that you trust looking at your computer to make sure that there aren't issues that you should be concerned with, number one. Two, make sure you've got good security software. And three, your mobile devices are a big target as well. So there's a free program called Lookout. If you go to lookout.com, it's a security package that kind of helps look at everything that you're doing to try to keep you from tripping over one of those guy wires.
All right, Ken, lots of great stuff. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Ken Colburn of the Data Doctors joining us on Skype.